This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
So our bedtime routine in our house is probably like most parents' bedtime routine. There's bath, there's books, and then unfortunately we've got kids that just refuse to put themselves to sleep. Somebody has to lay next to them. But Zoe, my three-year-old, she is a pistol. And last night, something happened. And there's photographic proof. You'll be able to see it in a second. I read her her books. And then she and I usually like will lay in bed and kind of like chat with each other for about 5 or 10 minutes because she's at the age now where like it's like laying next to a drunk person.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're trying to get a drunk person to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Because the things she says are crazy. But then I have to turn away from her. If I don't turn away from her,
she keeps talking.
She will just keep talking to me and never go to sleep. And so I turn away from her. She insists I take my shirt off. And then she likes to play with the moles on my back, okay, which is very funny.
She makes you take your shirt off?
Yeah, because she likes to, like in my family, there's like, we have a lot of moles. And like, she likes to look at the moles on my back. And that's how I know she's asleep because she's no longer touching them.
Oh, that's okay? So funny.
So I noticed last night she has stopped touching my moles, and I go, okay, all right, she's asleep. I roll over to look at her before she goes to sleep, and I am so scared of what I see that I literally push myself off of her bed and onto the floor. And if you want to see what scared me so much before I even say it, text the word mask, M-A-S-K, M-A-S-K. To 73389. And you'll see. And it looks like in the picture, she's awake. She's not awake. If you zoom in, you can see she is asleep. She's wearing a dinosaur mask. She was not.
That's terrifying.
She was not wearing that dinosaur mask when we were talking.
Okay, I need people to God, you got to text it in to see it. This is not some sort of just, you slip it over your face and the back of it is all open. This is a full headpiece. Okay? It sticks out from the face by several inches.
It's hard plastic.
Was this in her bed?
It must have been. I think that this little girl, my three-year-old Zoe, I think she wanted to scare me. And she fell asleep waiting for the payoff.
Do you think?
What else could it possibly be? Either that or she's crazy.
Well,
because she, A, had to have hidden that mask in her bed. I wouldn't have allowed her to bring that into bed.
Well, has she been sleeping with that?
No.
Okay, so this is something she brought in.
Yes. She brought it in, snuck it in, put it under the cover so I wouldn't see it. Two, slipped it on quietly while waited for my back to get turned and then put it on her own head. And then three, I think she just waited there for me to get the crap scared out of me so that she could evil laugh her way into Slumberland.
Okay, while I hope that that is true, that requires a lot of forward thinking for a three-year-old.
I totally agree. And I'm not here to say my daughter's an evil genius.
Okay.
She's just evil.
Okay, she is kind of evil.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
She's mean.
See, here's the thing. Because of who she is, I think there's just a chance that she wanted to be a dinosaur that night.
Are we, I can't accept that.
Why?
I get that's, that, because. Because
if you told me, like, yeah, we found out Zoe's been sleeping, like, you know, she's got her Elsa doll, her Anna doll, her Minnie Mouse, and then she also has been sleeping with a dinosaur mask, and we'd be like a stuffed dinosaur? No, it's just like a dinosaur head.
Is she cuddling it? No, she puts it on her own head. She puts it on her own head.
So did you leave it on her?
No, I was able to slip it off of her. But think about that. Put yourself in my position. It's dark. You're groggy. You almost have fallen asleep yourself. You roll over to see, because kids are scary. Kids, if you don't have kids.
You always say that. I'm not scared of my kids.
Oh my God, kids can be so scary. When they come in your room in the middle of the night and you're sleeping and you just kind of get the vibe that someone's looking at you and you open your eyes and they're standing next to your bed. They're in the darkness just staring at you. Oh my God, it's so scary. The rollover and seeing a little velociraptor sleeping next to me.
Yeah.
I literally pushed myself off of the bed. I went, because I couldn't scream either. Like, my brain was like, don't wake her up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.